Could I also sing for the Parama Karuna Pahundvijana? Should be sung. Yeah, should be sung daily here. No, no, but I'm saying in the arati because I need time for speaking. Did someone already book up the arati? Okay. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. We're very fortunate to be in the association of devotees who had direct association with Srila Prabhupada. What do you all think? I didn't have the kind of association that Shrutakirti Prabhu had, Balavanta Prabhu had, Basu Ghosh Prabhu had. He's not here right now. He's in Atlanta, but he's not here. He also had in India. And I often used to think that maybe in another life I'll have the same opportunity. But now I'm thinking differently, because Srila Prabhupada always said that the vani is more important than the vapu. Now, undoubtedly, unless Srila Prabhupada had personally come, Krishna consciousness wouldn't have got established. The books are there. We also needed someone to show and to radiate that the translation is there. Prema Bhakti emanates from him. Prema Bhakti Jaha Hoite. And we may think that certainly Shrutakirti Prabhu and so many others, Brahmananda, were very dear to Srila Prabhupada, and certainly they were. But we're not cheated. We're not left out by not having that direct association. What I'm thinking now is that the situation I came in, I was somehow or other allowed to join this movement in 1975. It's really picking up the most fallen. And that was what was meant for me. What was meant for Shrutakirti Prabhu in this life is what he got. And what was meant for me, Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. We get our situation at the lotus feet of a guru by the mercy of Krishna. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Ridesha Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Rudhani Maya. Krishna is overseeing all of our movements. So that was meant for me to come at that time, and it was meant for me to be out doing books and get out to India and so many things. But you would all like to know Srila Prabhupada, wouldn't you? What did Srila Prabhupada say? If you want to know me, read my books. He lives forever in his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. That's also not just to read the books, but we have to follow what's in the books. We have to know what Srila Prabhupada came to give, and that's in his books. Atlanta's famous for book distribution. Has been and now is again becoming. Some of my disciples here have got the knack of distributing sets of Bhagavatams to people who they just meet, not only Indians, but many non-Indians also here in America, who've never heard of Krishna or Bhagavatam, nothing. And if they find someone interested, they'll walk away with a Bhagavatam set. So, charity begins at home. Srila Prabhupada also quoted that. Who has a set of Bhagavatams in their home? Okay. Who doesn't have a set of Bhagavatams in their home? Anyone here doesn't have a set of Bhagavatams in their home? Everyone has a set. What about Chaitanya Charitamrita? Anyone doesn't have a set? Oh, well, it's good in one way. I was thinking I could distribute some books. Do something useful. Raise your hand and we'll put a book in it. That's the program. Okay, well, you can all do it also. You can all distribute books, right? That you become very dear to Srila Prabhupada by distributing books. There are many Bengali devotees here. So in your, you have Bhagavatam here or in here? What about, in what language do you have it? In English, okay. How about a Bengali set? Your parents have it in Bengal, west or east. Whew. I'm really getting a cold shoulder here. Okay, next important thing we have to speak about. As Balavanta Prabhu was saying, that Srila Prabhupada's influence is felt even though people don't know Srila Prabhupada. That's also a great duty of all of us. Ebe Josh Gushuk Tribhuvan, we sing every day. May his glories be spread throughout the three worlds. People don't know about him. They know about so many, well, some people know, but they know about so many bogus gurus who Srila Prabhupada didn't like. So that's our duty, to make Srila Prabhupada famous. And the best way we can do that is to distribute his books and make his movement prominent and make his teachings prominent. Here in the Western world, what was the point that Srila Prabhupada promoted most of all in his preaching in the Western world? What was the first point that Srila Prabhupada promoted? Clue, it's the same as the first teaching of Bhagavad Gita. You are not the body, right? And we are eternal spirit souls, we get body after body. So Balavanta Prabhu was saying that Srila Prabhupada's influence is far more than we can see. That's true in India also. Although the movement is very prominent there, it comes in the newspapers or on the TV, so they'll just say ISKCON. They don't have to say anything more. It's understood. Even in Bangladesh, Muslim country, a lot of Hindus, it comes in the paper, ISKCON. It's just written like that. They may not know what it means, the acronym, but the ISKCON is there. But in India also, and Basu Ghosh Prabhu, you can also say, I first went to India in 75 and then in 76 with the idea of staying there. And you came to India 74. There's a lot of difference then and now. Then, when we were trying to preach, it was just like immediately we'd hit a wall of Mayavad. That was my experience. It was so thick and so difficult. Now it's different. And I ascribe that majorly to the massive distribution of Bhagavad Gita as it is in India. Literally thousands and thousands going out every day. I don't have much more time, otherwise I'd say more about this. Sometimes devotees ask me to should write a book about against Mayavad. They say, we already have it, it's Bhagavad Gita as it is. Again and again and again, Srila Prabhupada takes up this point. Now, reincarnation, the very idea of it has entered the psyche of the Western world, which wasn't there previously. I first learned about the very idea of it, I must have been about 14 years old in school, in a footnote in a Shakespeare play. We were being taught at school, Shakespeare, one of his plays says something about someone, don't kill that partridge, it might be your grandmother. And in the footnote underneath, which means it was in the English psyche in Shakespeare's time, but it got lost by this. Anyway, people didn't know about it. Now they know about it. They don't take it seriously. But there is tremendous anecdotal evidence of reincarnation, which there are so many anecdotes of which the clear and obvious explanation is reincarnation. It's out there on YouTube, it's on BBC. We should promote this as a movement. This is something with a wave which hasn't really broken, it hasn't come yet, but we should take it. Otherwise, what's happening is people go to Buddhists or New Age, and it's just lost, worse than lost. The Buddhists are worse than Mayavadi. Oh, wait a minute. They are the seminal archetypal Mayavadis, or it gets taken up by Mayavadis. So I would like to propose, and I've thought about it, I'm not sure how to take it forward because our movement is so... We talk about the worldwide Hare Krishna movement, but we're all, and myself included, obviously, we're all in our little worlds, right? When we don't function as a movement. But this should be taken forward. How to make big propaganda. Reincarnation is a fact. You should take it seriously. We know how it works. And this is what you should do about it. This is how you should live your life. And one major effect of that, or understanding of that, is your whole civilization that you're so proud of is all based on a massive mistake. You need to reassess your whole, individually and as a society. We need to change the whole direction. Okay, Hare Krishna. I just wanted to say that you're saying that we're all, who was that was saying, Vaishnava Ananda, we're all followers of Prabhupada, the grandfather is more merciful, this, that. In 10 years' time, we'll have all found out about that incarnation, us sitting up here, or some of us. I remember last time I came to this festival, Pita Prabhu was here speaking. And next year, what about Jai Pataka Maharaj? He comes every year. Yeah, but he's not likely to be seen again at this festival, right? So it's catching up with all of us. But there is a next generation coming in, that's all of you. And we heard the name Amarendra mentioned, referring to Srila Prabhupada's disciple. And there is another Amarendra Das here, who's very influential in his preaching. So take it forward. He's giving so many talks on Bhagavatam. You're very influential, and I'd like to inspire you. I'm sure you're already doing it, to make sure everyone who's listening to you has a full set of Prabhupada's books. And if they're in America, there are mostly Indians who listen to you, because mostly the devotees in America are Indians now, then they'll want it in their own language and English, right? They need English for their kids. And of course, many South Indians, they're more comfortable in English, but Hindi... Anyway, get the books out. Do it. You have tremendous influence. Get out. If the books are going out, then everything's auspicious, whatever else may or may not be going on. Hare Krishna.
And the next thing is to encourage everyone to read the books.
Well, that's going on, yeah.